Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, and I wanted to delve into peace. I've done a couple of CDs on peace. I wrote a book called The Inner Peace Manual. I've gotten some peace awards, and it's a subject that still is one that is so, so deep, I don't even know if it ever can be covered completely. The truth is that peace comes within. Peace is found from inside. Now, just like any spiritual practice, you learn to find that place of peace. But the true practice is being able to live it. And it's the same as trying to find that love inside and live with that love always in your life. There have been masters who have achieved this upon enlightenment. Buddha was definitely one who shared his peace. Christ was one who was a prince of peace. However, while we're living in the world and we are not in that conscious state of enlightenment or samadhi or Christ consciousness, we are going to be finding there's times that people push our buttons. I've been practicing meditating for over 55 years now. And I can tell you, it still happens. It still happens. I am amazed at how we have to realize that this is part of our learning experience. This is part of the need to reveal what's in us that can be there, that has to come up so we can find how we can heal it and let it go. And it's a long process, obviously, but it certainly helps to meditate on it still. And it certainly helps to know the keys that you need to know. So when those buttons are pushed and you get upset and the ego comes into its zone where it can take advantage of that feeling that may have been pushed with those buttons, how you can practice with forgiveness, with understanding for yourself and the other, with the practice that we do here in Hawaii of Ho'oponopono, many tools to develop peace. This morning I wrote, peace comes as you let go of the battles of the ego. Peace comes when you find the unity in that fabric, in the presence of love in humankind. Peace is found in the grace of harmony, in the bigger picture seen in the vision beyond the dream. Peace comes in the moment when we release the separation that divides you and me. Peace comes there behind Buddha's smile when he opens his eyes and awakens you to the light of eternity. And you are one with the blessed flower held forth in Buddha's hand, offered as a symbol of peace to the higher plan. And every passing day, as the world prays for peace to find a way to bring us to that sacred place, there is a grace that allows us to imagine that we can embrace peace to come right here, right now, today. There are so many wonderful teachers who have always embraced the idea of peace. And it's beautiful how there are so many wonderful peace prayers from every religion that actually can bring the world together in the way you see all religions pray for peace. And the Dalai Lama said, "Do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace." I've thought about that often, and what does that take? It takes being disengaged from the ego. It takes being able to be the objective observer, to be able to see things from that higher place, of that place of peace inside. We have to be able to negotiate peace with ourselves. If we are going to be in the world and try to negotiate peace with others. And that takes a certain peace zone. You know, we can make up physical boundaries in the world, but can we make up our own boundaries where we allow there to be that peace always that we can go to inside? Eleanor Roosevelt said, What did she say? It isn't enough to talk about peace. One must believe in it. And it isn't enough to believe in it. One must work at it. Now, you have to realize she was doing this and saying this when there was World War II going on, right? And what a need for peace at that time. And now we have wars going on again. What a need for peace in our time. And as we really dedicate ourselves to finding that inner peace, can we hold that and spread that and share that around the world? I know on the UN's International Peace Day, as people are meditating on this, as people are sharing their thoughts, there is going to be a true sense and energy field of peace spread around the world through music, through prayer, through meditation. There are now thousands of international cities of peace. And so we do have more opportunity to be able to live and share that peace that comes. Deepak Chopra said, "In the midst of moments and chaos, keep stillness inside of you." So if you can be that calm right there in the center of the storm, if you can really develop that beautiful place inside, there can be that place where you can hold that energy of peace within. And there were so many that understood this that was trying to further in the world, like Martin Luther King. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "The beauty of genuine brotherhood and peace is more precious than a diamond or silver or gold." Can we let peace come to our own state of mind? Can we extend that conscious inner peace and allow ourselves to extend that peace as an olive branch to the rest of the world? We can meditate on peace. We can share songs of peace. I'm going to share a few spoken word pieces and a meditation on peace that I've done. And I pray and I hope that as you find the strength of peace inside, you can be a peacemaker in the world. You can overcome the temptation to engage when someone pushes your buttons. You can be present in peace, in that beautiful place of peace that is there inside you, inside me, inside all the masters. That peace, that is a peace that passeth understanding, is a wonderful energy field that we can share together. One of the greatest things that you can learn is how to meditate. And if you're meditating deeply, you can go to that still place within. And you can connect to that place where there is such deep, deep peace. Even if you just spend a few minutes. It could be out in nature, sitting by a stream. It could be on a mountaintop. It could be in the morning, getting up before dawn, as I do. But it is the most precious time of your day to get reconnected with your true self and to find that sacred space within where you can be at peace. And by being in this wonderful, sacred place of peace, you can learn to be quiet and listen. You can commune with your highest self, with your soul, and with God, and you can find the answers that you need to your prayers. His Holiness the Dalai Lama said, as human beings, we all want to be happy to avoid suffering. In my limited experience, if we are to achieve this, it is immensely valuable to cultivate and maintain a positive state of mind. In the Buddhist tradition to which I belong, one of the most effective means of doing so is to engage in meditation. Meditation can sometimes mean sitting in a formal posture and stilling the mind, but primarily in continuously familiarizing ourselves with positive thoughts. Our prayers and affirmations are the foundation we use to have a deep connection to that one source within. And when we sit, we can create a safe space where we can let go and stop thinking. And when we meditate, we do not harm. We just experience our true nature. By being in meditation, we do become more sensitive and aware of our true essence. And I know you probably have felt that inner presence. Prayers are so powerful, but they're invocative and communicate, and they're speaking and asking. Where in meditation, it's more contemplative. And you have to be still and listen, which creates a space that's held in a quiet mind. You know, in our society, with all we do in work and with all we spend time with social media and TV and radio and everything, we can be really overwhelmed pretty easily by the input and by a lot of distractions. But when we meditate, we don't do that. We sit. We don't allow ourselves to go too far into that place in that space that creates stress. You know, we are really in charge of how we spend our time. And maybe you, like I, have seen at the end of a week how much time is spent on your phone. It's kind of shocking sometimes, truthfully. It's like, did I really spend that much time? I can spend 7 hours sometime now. Some of that is on Insight Timer, doing 1 hour and 8 minutes of meditation or more. But there's many ways to still that mind. Some people really find it helpful to think of just one word, or possibly you have a mantra. Or you could just focus on the light and find that inner light. And once you get to that beautiful space, that you can find in the peace of meditation. You can just be. You can let go and just be. And you can be still and be at peace. And when you're at peace in that space, it really feels like absolutely everything is all right. Now, if you've been going through a lot of situations that are in your mind, you might have to take some time to get to that all right place. But there's so many ways you can get to that place. Concentration, of course, focusing. Or you could listen to some guided meditations. Insight Timer has so many. Yoga can help as well. If you're doing yoga and you're doing some physical exercise, and then you get to that wonderful time after doing your postures and asanas where you just are still and at peace. Of course, Zen meditation has its own form and way of just sitting as well. I practiced that so many years of my life. And I think the reason I like Zen so much was just that I could sit in silence in a in the room and just be still and allow myself to be in that space with very little distractions outside. I really do believe that meditation helps with not only stilling the mind, but with that relaxation, you can also find yourself inspired. A light, easy touch is what you need to go into that space where you can dwell in that peace within. You don't want to force yourself. You want to just sit still and be comfortable. And we know that breath sweeps mind. Of course, that came from my teacher at the Zen Center, Bill Kwong Roshi, said breath sweeps mind. So let's just breathe. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in. Being at peace and releasing all that's there that's not, that wonderful, beautiful state of peace. Let your outer thoughts just slip away. Just feel that inhalation and let yourself be present as you exhale. Sit comfortably there with your spine erect. Breathing in, feeling anything that is present. Breathing in and feeling your body. And say to yourself, I am. That I am. I am. At peace. I am at peace. Let that energy of peace flow throughout your body and every single cell, all of your organs, all of your bones, your mind, your emotions. Breathing in peace, saying, I own peace. Breathing out in that state of peace. Counting into four, holding it in a peaceful place for four. And breathing out to four, calming breaths out. Feel that peace in your mind, in your body, in your heart. Ah, now let yourself smile. Feel good in that smile of peace. Let your heart smile. You are in a perfect state of peace. Breathing in, breathing out, let your mind smile. Feel that peace inside you. Open up your heart and let that unconditional love bring you peace. Feel the light of that peace fill you with a peace that passeth all understanding. You are one with the universe. You are free from all concerns and cares. You are feeling that love that forgives everything, that understands in this oneness we have no separation, that we are all one in peace. Allow yourself to feel a golden light that holds that spirit of peace. Align with this perfect light. Feel the vibration of peace. What does a vibration of peace feel like? Now let's take that wonderful energy and frequency and that vibration of peace and send it out to someone you love, possibly a family member or your friend. Could be a coworker. Send that love out to that person on wings of peace. Now allow it to expand out to the entire community, seeing the color of peace everywhere around you. Let that dove of peace circle the world with this peace, this perfect light of peace. Let it dissolve any sense of separation. See that light and that holy dove bringing the gift of peace to the world. And allow that olive branch, that beautiful gift that the holy dove carries, allow that olive branch to come back to you right now, and you receive that olive branch. And you see that where there was darkness, there is now the light of peace, and all beings are sensing this universal peace. And they're joining together in understanding and goodwill and cooperation and oneness. Feel that beautiful radiance in the waves of perfect energy of peace growing, dissolving any negative energy in the world with that love that it is from the very, very, very source of all. That one vibration of peace surrounds you and the planet, humankind, is filled right now with that same love that heals and makes us all whole. The power of peace is at work in every single soul. We feel it, we see it. We allow ourselves to join in the world with this energy of perfect peace. And now, again, that peace comes back to you a millionfold into your soul with that light, with that love, with that wonderful stillness from the source of all. You can now allow yourself to be an instrument of peace. You can let peace prevail. And slowly come out of meditation, and I'm going to read you this poem. In the heart of perfect peace is the love of God within, that simple breath the I am that I am. I am that breath. I am that love. I am that light it brings. And I am the peace in being. I am that peace that dwells in this now moment. And as I listen to the love that speaks, I see the happiness it brings. I celebrate the blessings of being this beautiful fragrance of the blossoming of creation of peace. I thank God for this gift of peace. I thank each and every one of you for being with me on this journey of peace and stillness within. Allow that seed of peace to continue to blossom and grow. And allow your meditations to be filled with inspiration and peace always. God bless you, and peace be with you always.